I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. It's estimated that 56% of all physician office visits in the U.S. are for primary care. To talk about the specific role of a primary care provider is Dr. Christopher Bunt. He's an associate professor of family medicine in the College of Medicine at MUSC. Dr. Bunt, why do you feel it's important or beneficial for every patient to have a primary health care provider?
The biggest thing I would say is continuity. If we are trying to navigate the healthcare system on our own, we're adrift, and a primary care provider can provide that continuity, both knowing you and establishing that relationship, but then also helping you navigate the uncharted waters ahead.
And is the preventative care a big part of what the primary care provider does over time for their patient?
I think it's the main focus of primary care providers, if you really can establish that relationship with people.
And what kinds of things? What's on the radar in terms of typical prevention for an adult?
Everyone can think about cancer screening as one of the biggest items of prevention. The other ones that often aren't stated as frequently would be immunizations, making sure you're up to date with your vaccinations. Other things that we would talk about would be medications that you might take.
Dr. Bunt, do you have any tips for selecting a primary care provider when someone's just new to town or getting started? How do they really figure out who might be a good fit for them?
I think that the relationship is important. You need to be able to be honest and straightforward with each other. And sometimes that's going to be word of mouth. Sometimes that'll be on the website. So there are ways that you can get an idea of who someone is, but I think that the relationship when you're in the room is going to be your best bet moving forward.
And in today's world, who are the primary care providers? Obviously, some are physicians, but what's that whole world look like now?
So traditionally, primary care providers have fallen under the auspices of primary care, which would be family medicine. And then you're going to have internal medicine, which is going to be adult medicine. We have pediatrics, and each one of those could have physicians. They could have nurse practitioners. They could have physician's assistants that work as primary care providers.
Can you offer any tips for someone who is starting with a new primary care provider and they want to get off to a good start and make the most efficient use of that first office visit?
One of the biggest things is if you have been seen by a previous physician or physicians or any other providers, have those records. The other thing that I would say is have your list of questions written down that you have issues with. Understand that these are going to take more than one visit and work through it together. Start chipping away.
Dr. Bunt, when it comes to a patient needing specialist care, maybe with a cardiologist or a neurologist or cancer doctor, is the primary care provider somewhat of a patient navigator in that scenario?
There is a term for patient navigator that generally does not include primary care providers directly, but we do function as that often, interpreting results that we get back from the specialist. Primary care providers also can follow up on everything that is recommended and help make an informed decision with the patient.
Is a primary care provider typically the person that sort of oversees all of the medications that a patient might be taking?
I would say that we definitely are going to be the people that are going to look at the full list, as your example, of medications, and trying to make sure that we're not missing something or that someone's not having an unfortunate interaction with two medications that were prescribed by two different specialists who weren't aware of the other medication.
Dr. Bunt, thank you for providing this information about primary care.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.